Good morning to all of you and dear participants in the conference Energy Intelligence for Europe. I'm very honored and pleased having been invited as a representative of the Danish Ministry of Foreign Affairs to participate in the opening of this conference. First of all, let me start by welcoming you, those of you that come from afar. I hope you will have an enjoyable stay in Copenhagen. One could say that Copenhagen is, in many respects, a very well-suited place for this conference. I'm here thinking of the symbolic view you'll get from the city shores on a clear day like today. You will especially have an excellent view of the offshore wind power right in the middle of Øresund. You will also see Svanemølleværket, a 50 years old but now modernized power plant using natural gas. But if you look a little further towards the shores of Sweden, you will be able to get a view of the now closed down nuclear plant Barsebäck. I think the view might be an inspiration for your discussions and the analysis to take place today. A look at the state of world affairs shows us that discussing and analyzing the options between different energy sources is now more relevant than ever. High growth in countries like China and India is coupled to an immensely increased energy demand, giving us all a very clear indicator of the long-term challenges we are facing. Recent events such as the, in all aspects, disastrous Hurricane Katrina and unfortunately, to be feared, the new Hurricane Rita and their possible consequences for energy supply is another example of the importance of discussing and analyzing all energy sources and very important their options. The discussion should include sources but also consumption patterns and, not to be forgotten, energy efficiency. Elements that I'm sure will be included in the work of this conference. Technology is in constant progress and this calls for a continued reflection on how we address and choose between the energy options before us. This could be exemplified by some recent but very different energy developments that show us how fast changes occur and the span of them. One is the movement towards affordable, efficient windmills that are catering for single households in an affordable way and a decentralized energy source. Another is the breakthrough in the international negotiations with the agreement to start the construction of the experimental fusion plant ITER in Carcarache in France. A third could be Danish researchers' successful development of the hydrogen pill, opening new avenues for the storage of energy. Also taking a look at the political realities in Europe with regard to nuclear power, one will on one hand see a number of countries, including Denmark, defending a non-nuclear energy policy. On the other hand, you will see a number of countries where I think you could say that there is a revival of nuclear power. The revival is often accompanied by arguments which are reflecting on the CO2 natural impact of nuclear power. The examples underline that we must also frequently revisit the considerations on whether all aspects of the political framework for energy supply is still optimal and valid, and whether we with profit can try to change the scenery. Most of you will be aware of the Danish government's skeptical approach to nuclear power. You will also be aware of the, hesitant position taken with respect to reform of the Euratom Treaty in the course of the discussions on the Constitutional Treaty. Let me, however, underscore that I have no preconceived views on the Euratom Treaty. Let me rather emphasize that I'm confident that today's highly qualified speakers and participants will come up with new ideas, with new angles, with new arguments that can serve as a basis for further consideration to the benefit of all of us. This makes me look forward to our follow-up discussions. I hence not only welcome all of you as participants to Copenhagen, I also welcome the initiative taken by today's conveners. I wish all of you a fruitful and interesting day. Thank you for your attendance. Thank you.